Before the win, before the game, do you expect the love, support, and energy from the fans?
You know, I only heard very good things about this tournament, and I heard that the fans here are very passionate, which I really felt. And you know, played in Mexico one time when I was a junior, and I felt unbelievable support there already. So it was really great to kind of relive that moment again. And you know, it was a super atmosphere. You know, every time we had a crazy rally, they were shouting and cheering, and it was an amazing experience, an amazing match to play.
Hi, Rodrigo Camacho from Fox Sports. I wanted to ask you, how did you approach that second set? We all know the hard loss that you had in Australia. Today you were out of range, you had a set point in reserve in the first set. How did you approach to make this comeback?
Yeah, it was. I think it was a good first set. Honestly, I played some good tennis. Was not as sharp as I think I could have been in the important moments of the first set, but you know, accepted it, got over it, and you know, started pretty strong in my service game in the second set. Played very freely, aggressive, was very calm, and then you know, after that, we played both. I think unbelievable last this game of the second set, which he made a huge second serve ace on the set point, and I played some great rallies as well. So it was a tight second set, and I feel like after that second set, I had maybe a little bit the lead. And I used that very well. I had a lot of energy, and I played, I think, very disciplined in the third set.
Today we have two great matches in this court. It's the beginning of the tournament. Do you expect that level of tennis in the third level of the tournament?
I'm happy. I'm happy for the tournament, obviously. You know, it shows that every player is giving 100%, and this is great. This is how it's supposed to be, I think. It's one of the big tournaments, so I think everybody want to play good here. At least I want to. So it's good. I mean, you know, the first match with Fritz and Easter was very close as well. Two great players, and you know, Ben is an upcoming player, so I had to, you know, be very sharp from the beginning to the end, and I'm happy how I stay composed in the important moments. I think the stadium itself is unbelievable, but all the people makes it 10 times better, I think. You know, every time I played like a crazy rally, they were cheering and supporting, really nice. We had some crazy rallies as well, with he made a tweener, I made this short lolly. it was great fun. I mean, I really enjoyed to be out there. Tried to play my best tennis, but most of all happy I came through, so I have another chance on Wednesday to play hopefully even better and you know, correct a few things that I want to improve for the next match. Luckily I have one day tomorrow to recover and get ready, and then it's just you know, another match, full energy, give everything I have. Sorry?
Are you having fun with Ben?
Having fun?
Yeah.
When you said the aces, not at all. But no, I think it was a great match. You know, to play also a young player is different, because he also had a lot of energy on the court. So it's like, it was a big battle, I think. You know, we really thought hard, both of us. And, you know, I'm happy I came out as a winner, because that's what matters. But definitely a tough battle for me. You know, as I said, a few things I think I could have done better, but at the end, you know, he made it really difficult for me, so I had to adjust, had to, you know, deal with the things I had today, and yeah, came through, so I'm glad. Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a few things, obviously, but then I saw Obviously, Rafa, he won here last year. He had this great run, winning Australian Open, winning this tournament, winning almost everything until Wimbledon and this time of the year. And I think, you know, always when I was a kid, I was watching this tournament. It's played at night, so where I'm from in Denmark, it was when I woke up in the morning, I was watching, you know, a bit of the last matches. So it's great to be here. So I'm one of the guys that's playing, and hopefully some tennis kids in my home country is watching me play now, and that's hopefully, yeah, it's great.
Last two questions.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jose Nino from the Universal. What do you think about you can improve in this tournament?
I think to stay like more composed in important moments, to try to find my best tennis. You know, I didn't really do it in the first set today, but I think I can do that better. But yeah, as I said, he also played great, so it was tough, you know. But I'm just going to take match by match and focus on the next one, try to see everything I can do better. And the things I did good, do them again. It's a different opponent. I'm not sure, I don't know who I'm playing yet. I think it's a winner of somebody. But yeah, I'm just going to, you know, recover tomorrow, practice, enjoy it, maybe go to the beach, excited for Wednesday.
Last question
for you guys. Tell us about your first partnership came about, and also how nice it would be to have the serve on your side today.
Yeah, I don't mind that. No, so Ben, he asked me to play doubles, and you know, I think he's a super fun guy, and I like the way he plays the tennis. I think it was going to be fun both to play him and to play together in the Indian Wells. He's a hell of a player, I think. He has huge weapons, so it's going to be, you know, nice to be the one at the net, you know, after his big serve. But yeah, I mean, right now I'm focused here, but obviously wish Ben all the best for the upcoming tournament. But again, super happy for the win today, and also super happy that I'm gonna play doubles with him.
Thank you.
Thank you.